name. Amen. So as I was mentioning, I'm going to be sharing about moving with God, and the weekly Torah portion, known as Hebrew, is the Parashat HaShavua. And you probably, that word Shavua might sound familiar to some of you because we just celebrated something related to Shavua. We celebrated Shavuot. And Parashat Shavua is the weekly portion. And remember, Shavuot means weeks. So Parashat HaShavua is a weekly portion. And in Judaism, the Torah is read publicly throughout the year. 54 different portions. And each weekly portion is adapted, the name of it, from one of the first words in that portion. And this goes back all the way to the time of the Babylonian captivity in the 6th century BCE. Here we saw the first public readings of the Torah, followed by an annual cycle of beginning and ending, starting at Simchat Torah. And today's Torah portion is Baha'alotcha, and it's taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 8, verse 1, all the way through chapter 12, verse 16. Now, this portion contains a lot of different topics, but there's one thing that stands out that teaches us to follow the leading of the Ruach Elohim, or follow the leading of the Spirit of God. And that's what we need to be doing, being led by the Spirit of God, following after Him, moving with Him. When He says move, we move. When He says stop, we stop. When He says go, we go. When He says run, we run. When we learn to move with God and not follow our own way or our own inclinations, we'll experience the fullness of life and great blessings from God. So if you have your scriptures, turn with me to the book of Numbers, starting it in chapter 9 and verse 15. The book of Numbers, chapter 9 and verse 15. Now you're allowed to use your phone, okay? But not for Facebook, and not for checking your email, not for shopping on Amazon, okay? But for the Word of God, if you need to. Numbers chapter 9, verse 15 says, on the day that the tabernacle was put up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, or the Shmishkan, that is, the tent of the testimony. And in the evening, over the tabernacle, was what appeared to be fire, which remained until the morning. So the cloud always covered it, and it looked like fire at night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tent, the people of Israel continued their travels, and they camped wherever the cloud stopped. At the order of Adonai, which is the Hebrew for the Lord, at the order of Adonai, the people of Israel traveled, and at the order of Adonai, they camped. And as long as the cloud stayed over the Mishkan, this tabernacle, they stayed in camp. Even when the cloud remained on the tabernacle for a long time, the people of Israel did what Adonai had charged them to do, and they did not travel. Sometimes the cloud was there for a few days over the tabernacle. According to the Lord's order, they traveled. Sometimes the cloud was there from evening until morning, so that when the cloud was taken up in the morning, they traveled. So that when the cloud was taken up in the morning, they traveled. Or even if it continued up both day and night, when the cloud was up, they traveled. Whenever it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained over the tabernacle, staying on it, the people of Israel remained in the camp and did not travel. But as soon as it was taken up, they traveled. At the Adonai's order, they camped, and at Adonai's order, they traveled. They did what the Lord had charged them to do through Moshe. Now, there's three things that's important for us to understand in this portion. The people had to wait for the cloud. The people had to follow the cloud. The people had to rely on the cloud. But what was the meaning of this cloud for B'nai Yisrael, or the children of Israel? And what does it mean for us today? To Israel, this cloud represented following the lead and the direction of God for their daily lives. Following God's leading. They could not make their own plans or their own decisions at all, but they had to look up for guidance. This cloud symbolized the very presence of God in their midst. It represented His Ruach HaKodesh, His Holy Spirit. And it's easy to see that the very same thing is true for all born-again believers in the Messiah, Yeshua. We need to look up for guidance. We need to be looking up toward heaven, toward the Maker of heaven and earth for our guidance. We need to be waiting upon the Lord and not doing our own thing and making decisions outside of God's leading and God's direction for our life. We need to be led by the Ruach Elohim, the very Spirit of God, and rely on Him for all things in our lives. However, this goes against our natural inclinations. We don't like to do that. We don't like to follow. We don't like to do things we're told to do. We like to do things our own way. Just like, I think, was it Frank Sinatra who sang, "I Did It My Way"? All right, you all know that song? Some of you more mature young ladies and gentlemen here, that's what we desire to do, it our way, not His way. We want to do all the planning. We want everything to be predictable. We don't want anything unpredictable. We want to drive the car, steer the boat. We want to do it ourselves. But we read in the book of James, or Yaakov, in chapter 4, verse 13 and 15. That's James 4, 13 for 15. We read these words. "Now listen who you say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, we'll stay there a year, trading and make a profit. You don't even know if you'll be alive tomorrow." You don't know if you'll be alive tomorrow. "For all you are is a mist that appears for a little while and then disappears." And that's how our life is. If you look at since the time of Adam or Eve or Abraham or Moses, whatever, they've come and they've gone, and all the prophets have come and gone, and millions and millions and billions of people have come and gone. Their life's just like a whisper. It's here for a moment, then it's gone. Our life's here. We're here for a little while. I'm going to be 60 years old. 60 years old next weekend. And it seems like I was just born. I remember that day when I was born. That was such a nice day. And now, 60 years later, it's gone so fast. So fast. Our life, we're here for just a short little time. Instead, we ought to say, if Adonai wants it to happen, we will live to do this or to do that. If He wants it to happen. In other words, it's God's leading, God's direction, God's will for our lives. Now, we don't exist under a physical cloud that can readily be seen. I mean, there's not a cloud unless you're that guy on Peanuts character. Who's that guy that had a... Pigpen had that dust cloud about him. Unless you're like that, you don't have a cloud around you. But we don't exist with a physical cloud that we can see. But we live and breathe under a spiritual cloud covering that can be felt. We should be able to feel the Spirit of God. And during times of special times with the Lord, and even every day, we should feel the presence of the Lord. While we're here earlier, or a few minutes ago, while we were praising and worshiping the Lord and breaking the chain and marching around and blowing the shofar, we should feel that spiritual cloud upon our lives, and it should bring joy and fulfillment to us. Thank you, Lord. This is a work of the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God in our lives, and apart from Him, we walk in blindness, not knowing where we are and where we're going. We don't know. As a believer in the Messiah Yeshua, living and breathing in the Ruach Elohim, that Spirit of God is a must. It has to be. You cannot live your lives without the Spirit of God being in you that you readily feel and experience. Otherwise, you're just existing. It's as if you're just filling up a space in the universe. That's all it is. But you need that Spirit of God. You need to feel it in your lives. However, it's not all about gifts, and it's not all about miracles and signs and wonders. It's about living a life of righteousness and holiness and walking in a complete sense of humility before a holy God, having a heart for the lost, like I spoke about last week, and a desire to gather in that harvest, as I mentioned last week, for the kingdom of God. That's what it's about. And the overemphasis that we see throughout much of the body of the Messiah on the supernatural diverts us from the normal and the natural. If we're always thinking about the supernatural, if we're always looking for signs and wonders and miracles and always finding a demon under every rock, and every time something happens, it was the devil made me do it. Who remembers Flip Wilson? Everyone remember? Some of you more mature, ladies and gentlemen, used to say, remember, the devil made me do it. And that's what we like to say all the time. Blame the devil. Or we're looking always for those miracle signs and wonders and all that. When we do that, we lose sight of where we're out right now, the normal and the natural. We should always be feeling the presence of the Lord. You don't need to have the everyday signs and wonders and miracles. Those are wonderful. Those are great. And may God bring signs and wonders and miracles and in His healing here and victories and break every chain and all those things. Yes, that's important, but that can't be your life. You have to live a daily life with the Lord, and His presence needs to be in your life, and you need to feel it. Our main calling and purpose should be to preach what's known as the Besorah HaGeulah, which is the good news of redemption. That's what we should be doing. And we should make Talmudim disciples of all men. And that word Talmudim that I use all the time, it doesn't just mean disciple or student. It means that we need to become like the Master. Yeshua is our Master. We are His Talmudim, His disciples, His students. So we need to be like Him. So the Master has trained us. He's taught us through His Word and through His Ruach, His Spirit in us, so that we can be like Him. We need to be like the Master. We are to work toward the goal of seeing the lost saved and conformed to Master, the Master Yeshua, and not conformed to the world. That's the example you need to follow. Follow that Master, not the things and the ways of the world. Romans 12, verse 2 tells us that we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. It's the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God working in us that transforms and renews our mind. And you know, just the opposite happens. My mouth is all dry, my lips from blowing the shofar. It squeezes your lips. Yeah, my lips are a little bit numb and I'm... Okay. We see what happens when we don't conform to the Master. Because then we cannot discern what is the will of God. We can't discern what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect. And we see that all around us now. I mean, the world we live in now is so evil, and so many disgusting things that are now being accepted as normal. You know, when this event took place in Orlando, was it a week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, you know, the world was in an uproar. You know, it wasn't the way it turned out. Instead of a terrorist, a jihadist terrorist, which he was, in the fact that radical Islam, it was made to seem that it was attack against gays. Okay? And every news outlet, pretty much, and everything you heard, that was the message, attack against this particular persuasion of people rather than a crazy, radical Islamic terrorist that he was. So, the White House ordered all the embassies, the U.S. embassies around the world, to raise up, put up the gay flag. So all of our embassies around the world had a gay flag running above it to show solidarity with it. All the events taking place, you know, in St. Pete, and I heard there was something even in Lakeland. That was last week here in Lakeland. All these things, it's because the Spirit of God is absent. It's absent from much of the world and much of the body of Messiah. There's people in this room today absent of the Spirit of God. You may come to services. You may sometimes read your Bible, but you're living your life like the rest of the world. You're not following the cloud. You're not being led, following the direction of God in your life, and you're doing your own thing. And that's indicative of the fact that you don't have the presence of God in your life to lead you and direct you in all that you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeshua made clear the purpose of the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, in Acts chapter 1 and also in John chapter 16. Notice that the main purpose was not for a display of supernatural gifts. That was not the main purpose. But for the power to witness of the Besor HaGeulah, the good news of redemption of Yeshua the Messiah, that was the purpose of the Ruach Elohim, that you would have the power to witness. So we see how that's been so perverted by much of the body of Messiah. The power of God is not necessarily people being slain in the spirit and running around and barking and howling like dogs and lions and all the, that's not the Spirit of God working. The Spirit of God was to fill you so you could be a witness to Yeshua. That's why you've been empowered with the Spirit of God, to witness of Him. and it's been perverted. It was to convict the world of sin and to guide us in all truth. The Ruach HaKodesh was coming to bring glory to Yeshua the Messiah, not ourselves. And that's being missed too, with all the external display of I almost have to say, craziness that we see in some of the body of Messiah. I don't see how that is bringing glory to Yeshua the Messiah, because it becomes something that's for display and for people to get all wrapped up and all caught up in a fervor and crazy and everything. Where is the glory to Yeshua? Where is the witnessing of His power? Acts chapter 1, verse 4 says, Acts 1, verse 4 through 8 says, at one of these gatherings, He, or Yeshua, instructed them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father promised, which you have heard about Me. For Yohanan, or John, used to immerse people in water, but in a few days you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh, in the Spirit of God. And when they were together, they asked Him, Lord, are You at this time going to restore self-rule to Israel? And He answered, you don't need to know the dates or the times. The Father has kept these under His own authority, but you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, comes upon you, and you will be My witnesses both in Jerusalem and Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria, indeed to the very ends of the earth. The power we were to receive was for the purpose of witnessing for Yeshua and preaching the Besorah HaGeulah, the good news of redemption. That's why the Spirit of God came. Not so you can run around barking like a dog or roaring like a lion. In John chapter 16, as well in verse 5 through verse 15, John 16, verse 5, Yeshua is explaining here to His Talmudim, His students, about the work of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God. And He said, but now I am going to the One who sent Me, and now one of you is asking Me, where are you going? Because I have spoken these things to you, grief has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. I will send Him to you. That I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And when He comes, He will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in Me. Concerning righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see Me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world, or Satan, has been judged. I still have much more to tell you, but you cannot handle it just now. But when the Spirit of Truth, the Ruach, Emet, Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of His own, but whatever He hears, He will tell you. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me. Remember, the Spirit is supposed to glorify Yeshua. So whatever display of the power of the Spirit takes place, it needs to be to glorify Yeshua. And it's often used to glorify a man or a woman. Watch me, see all the power in me. I remember when I used to live in El Paso, years ago, there was a preacher, Robert Tilton. I don't know if any of you remember him. He ended up going to prison. He had always really pushed for donations, like many televangelists do. And what they used to do is, when the envelopes came in with donations, with the people's prayers and all of that, They'd open up the envelopes, take out the check, and throw out the rest. And the whole dumpster would just be full of prayers and letters and all that, and they'd just take the checks. A lot of other things. But he used to do this, and I'm talking about glorifying oneself. He would make plaster Paris imprints of his feet. He would, you know, he stepped into it, and then they would make these heavy, whatever they were, imprints of his feet. And he would tell me, if you send me, say, $100, I will send you this impression of my feet. And all you have to do is step into it, and my mantle will come upon you, and my glory will come upon you, and the power that I have will come upon you. Where is the glory to Yeshua? Where is the lifting up of Yeshua? The purpose of the Spirit of God is to bring glory to Yeshua. Whatever manifestation, whatever miracle, whatever sign, wonder, healing, it's to bring glory to Yeshua, to be used as a witness to bring the lost to Him. And when His Talmudim, His disciples, went around healing the sick, the blind, the lame, the deaf, the mute, raising the dead, it was for the purpose of showing the power and miracles of God. And they used it then to touch people's lives so that many would come to Him and receive the Lord. He will glorify me, I'm continuing here, because He will take from me what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that Ruach will take from what is mine and declare to you. Now, we live in a world today where everyone wants a quick fix and a fast miracle. The problem is we cannot direct or command God to act in our behalf. We must follow the lead of God and His direction according to His perfect will spoken to us through the Ruach Elohim, through the Spirit of God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 13. Philippians 2, 12, 13 says, therefore, my loved ones, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For the one working in you is God, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. And we take this salvation that we have so lightly, and many of us have no fear of God by the way we act, talk, walk, the way we live. This salvation is a special gift from God that He gave us that cost His very Son, Yeshua. And it was a free gift. We didn't have to pay for it. But we do have to work that salvation out. In other words, just don't keep it and do nothing about it, but live a life of holiness and righteousness in a world that's tough to live in a world that's full of sin. And we have to work hard to keep that salvation and work hard to be right with God, because everyone around us that we work with and we see in family who are not believers are involved in every sort of abomination imaginable. So keeping our salvation, it's real work. We have to work, and even to the point of trembling, that we have to do this. And my hope and prayer for all of us is that we learn to follow the lead of the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. And not to dictate to God how He should move and how He should operate in our lives. As we look up to the cloud above the Mishkan, the tabernacle, we need to be looking for guidance. We need to be looking for the leading of God in our lives. We will see the power of God manifested in and through our lives when we look first to Him and allow Him to lead and guide and direct us. And when the cloud moves, we move. And when the cloud stops, we stop. And when God says, go, we go. When God says run, we run, but we have to be people who follow the Spirit of God's leading in our life. Thank you, Lord. However, let the fruit of the Spirit be your indicator of the Ruach HaKodesh operating in your lives. Without that fruit in your life, the tree is of no good and it's cut down. People will know us for the fruit that we bear and the life we live in the Messiah, Yeshua. Not only are we under the cloud of God, but as it says in Hebrews, I'm concluding here, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also get rid of every weight and every entangling sin. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of our faith, or the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He willingly went to the tree for our behalf. Disregarding the shame of it, it was a shameful thing to be executed on the cross. That was for criminals, for murderers. Those were the ones who were crucified. But he took all of our sin upon himself. Every sin we've ever committed or ever will commit, he took upon himself, and by his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Lord. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. And I want you to be assured that Yeshua is at the right hand of God and that he's there interceding for each and every one of us. But we cannot just depend on a Santa Claus God who just gives us what we want, when we want, how we want. We need to be good. You know how it is? Santa Claus gave presents to those who are good, and you got a lump of coal if you were bad. Of course, there's no such thing as Santa Claus, we know. And I'm not saying God's going to give you a lump of coal if you're bad, but let me tell you what. There's blessings for your obedience, and there's definitely curses for your disobedience. And as Bob mentioned earlier, choose this day whom you will serve. No, choose life. Choose life. Life in Yeshua. L'chaim be Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Yeshua.